It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
In the studio, it's all about learning to fly. He's got plenty of experience in flying. It's been here, there and everywhere, and it's about to head off to the PDC World Champs for a third time. New Zealand's number one ranked darts player, the big rig, Ben Robbs, with us. G'day, mate. How are you?
Morning, Ricardo, mate. Yeah, getting excited.
Yeah, mate, I bet. Are you getting to take a support crew this time?
No, I've got two mates coming with me this time. Mrs.
Sounds
pregnant.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're good friends. They'll keep me honest.
They
get too carried away.
Okay. Well, that's good, mate. That's good. So how did you get to go to the PDC World Darts Championship first off?
So we have a pro tour in New Zealand. I think we've played 8 events this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get ranking points. At the end of the year, we have a top 16 playoff. And then we all get together for one last tournament. And we all play each other for a full day. And the top guy from that tournament goes to play for New Zealand at the World Champs.
And that top guy is you.
Yeah, I beat Hopai Puha in the final. I think it was 7-4 or 7-5.
Wow.
So it was a good game and good opposition. And it was probably us two in people's minds who was going to go. So to get it was a special, bro. Third time is pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool, man. How do you deal with that mentally? What's the, in terms of you know what's on the line, right? You know that plane trip's on the line, the PDC.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that mentally, or is that just not in your head? Are you just thinking about the game?
Yeah, it's hard not to think about it. I'm lucky I've done it before, so to get through it, I kind of know what it takes, I guess. Just reminding myself what I can do is the best way. My partner always tells me, you got to remember you're the big rig.
Yeah, that's right. You are the big rig.
She's like, you got to remember, those guys are good, but you are being the most consistent all year. It's all about confidence. So the more you kind of hype yourself up and just remind what you can do, then just keep doing it. But as soon as you acknowledge where you are and what you're playing for, your mind's gone. So you just try not to.
Do you kind of drop that in other people's ears when you're playing against them?
Nah. All the other ones try, They're always trying to go, I'm coming for you, man. But nah, man, I just try to stay focused and away from the mind games outside of the boards there, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Now, this season, you've had a great year. I mean, you mentioned it, but the tournament results since, I think, September, you got first in the JD 1000, first in the New Zealand Māori Tournament singles, first in the New Zealand Māori Tournament pairs, first at the DPNZ Pro Tour 6, first at the DPNZ Pro Tour 8, the Southland Darts Masters, you got runner-up, PDC World Champs qualifier, 2023 match, you won that. You won the Ted Clements Memorial Open as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot of ones, mate. There's one, two, and there's a lot of ones. What does that do for your ranking points? I mean, how do they accrue? How far ahead of number two are you?
On the DPNZ, I think quite clear.
Yeah.
I think I won 5 out of the 8 tournaments this year on the Pro Tour. Massive. And I think I made 2 finals too. So, I was good. I'm probably the most consistent this year. On the World WDF ranking, I'm 8th at the moment for the world on the WDF. Hopai Puha's 4th. So it's a good thing for New Zealand darts.
Yeah, very much a good thing. I mean, you go up to the PDC World Champs, it's a different level again, right? And
you're
bigger crowds, there's more lights, more cameras, more everything.
Yeah.
Prize fund, £2.5 million, mate. When you win it, what are you spending it on? Baby room?
Probably just make life easier, bro. It's kind of crazy to think $1 million is a lot of money, but you could probably spend it in, 3 months.
Yeah.
Just kind of set up our lives.
Buy half a house in Auckland.
Buy a garage. But set up family, bro, so life's easier and we don't have to work as hard. That's the goal with darts, is to try and make as much as I can to make life a little bit easier for us.
Yeah, it's all about the cream, eh?
That's it, mate. I mean, I wouldn't go away for the glory.
Yeah.
Because, can't feed the kids with glory.
No, that is true. How different is it, playing, say, the World Champs qualifier here versus playing first round over there at Ali Pally?
Not a lot. To be fair, the quality is quite the same. We don't really get a fair show for, the world to see what we can do, because we don't even have iPads and that over here yet. But our standard's high, and there's nothing. When I've played on TV, I've seen those darts thrown at me on a floor tournament in New Zealand. Mm. It's just when you get to that top level, it's every game. It's not every other game, I guess. So I'm used to having good darts thrown at me and throwing great darts back. So it's a bit of a just same I've always done, really, but it's just 4,000 poms screaming the same song behind you when you're playing. That's the different part. Yeah. When they're in a crowd, they all know the songs, they all know the chants. So it's like one giant person just screaming at you behind you.
It's like playing in front of a football crowd, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy cool. Like in New Zealand we had 4,000 in Hamilton,
yeah,
more than the Ali Pali. But everyone just kind of doing their own thing. All we know is, you know, go Ben Roll.
We need to be a bit more inventive with our songwriting.
Oh, definitely, mate. The poems, they got it on point.
Yeah, they're very good, mate. They're very good. How much do you hate Sweet Caroline?
Oh, yeah. That's cool, though, when they're all doing it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, except when Daryl Gurney's singing it.
Yeah, maybe not so much.
No, not so much. He got a bit carried away on the stage last year. Started singing the song in front of everybody. They gave him the mic after he won, and he just started singing, and everyone's like, mate, you all right?
Maybe stay off the mic, eh? Stay off the mic. So, I mean, obviously you want to go there to win it.
Yeah.
How do you think you're placed to do that now? We're kind of, I guess, post-pandemic. I know it's still kicking around, but we're not as restricted, because I'd imagine it would have been harder not being able to go and play all those tournaments, so you're not exposed to that level, right, all the different players and things. But now you get a bit more of that, so you feel more confident you can achieve?
Yeah. This time around, last year, I had gone. We had Nationals in August, and then COVID came through New Zealand again.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to play a live match until the World Champs from August. I was playing online and stuff, and that keeps your arm moving, but I got overwhelmed by it all because it's been so long. And whereas this time around, I've played every weekend since almost June, bro. Like, it's been crazy. So I feel like there's a momentum behind my game.
Yeah.
And when I land in England, I'm playing in the Motors Super Series,
cool,
which is a week-long tournament, 5 games a day against other players, I think, playing at the World Champs too. So it's a good warm-up this time around.
Yeah, very much. So are you straight into the first round, or do you have to qualify?
No, straight in the first round.
Straight in the first round, yeah. The
very first game of the World Champs this year. I'm the first guy to walk out.
Awesome. Who have you got?
Mickey Mansell.
Yeah, how do you reckon you go against Mickey?
He's a professional dart player.
Yeah.
So he knows how to play darts.
But he's kind of a guy that's rocks and diamonds, right? He's either on or he's terrible.
He's played at the World Champs 7 times. He's only won once.
Yeah, right.
And that was against Hopi during the pandemic. So... And if I win that, if I'm able to win that game, then I play Peter Wright the same night.
How good.
Two games one night, can make 50 grand a night if I go all around. So
that'll
be good.
Go up against the snake bite.
That would be amazing, bro, play him.
To play him in the front of that kind of crowd as well.
Reigning world champ. I've played 2 world champs, in Michael Van Gielen and Gilman Price.
Yeah.
So to have another world champ on stage, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be magic, man. That'd be magic. What's your walkout song?
Dangerous by Royal Deluxe.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's got a bit of a vibe to it.
And have you got a new shirt? I know that Dart Depot do your shirts for you. Have you got a new shirt for the World Champs?
No, same design, just different layout for sponsors, because they have their restrictions of what you can do on TV. So people who buy my shirt on the Dart Depot, that's the same shirt I'm going to wear on stage. So it's kind of cool like that.
Yeah, what's a shirt cost off the Dart Depot website that's got the big rig on it?
I think it's going for $85.
That's right. You can get 2 of those, and you still got change from what the Warriors are charging.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's pretty cool.
It's cool, and you win.
Yeah.
So,
and also, I think the Dart Depot is going to announce today that anyone who buys any big rig merch, during December, can win the shirt I'm going to wear on stage at the Ali Pali. I'm just going to give it back to someone who buys any kind of big rig merch, whether it's flights, darts, or shirts.
Wow, just like, win the shirt off your back.
And imagine if I beat Peter Wright on stage, that shirt. Hey, everyone might want a piece of that shirt.
To be fair, I'm going to go on the Dart Depot. I need to buy a set of darts. I need to buy a board for home, actually.
Yeah.
So I'll buy some Ben Robs. I'll guarantee you, if I win your shirt and you've beaten Peter Wright, I'll give you the shirt back.
Because
that's something you want. That's something you want as a memento.
Yeah. Oh, but last year when I got to the World Champs, it was so expensive, and it was just backed by people's generosity.
Mm.
I had so many people fundraise for me to get there, and it cost a lot of money to fly around that time. So it's just a way to say thank you to people who have backed me. And, you know, just a one little, you know, buy a set of flights for like $30 and you could win my playing shirt. It's just to say thank you to people who supported me to get there.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, mate. And we should talk about your sponsors as well. The Dart Depot, obviously, is one of the big ones. They've helped you a lot, mate. How does that work in terms of, like, you sign with them, right? Do they help you develop your darts, or do you help them develop your line? How does that work?
Yeah, so I pretty much have ideas about, like, how I want my dart to look or feel, what weight, whatever. And Andy at the Dart Depot, he just accommodates that. He's the middleman that goes to 180, or at the time, because I was free, like a free agent type of thing.
Yep.
And he went around and asked a few people, and the 180 were the most keen to have me. So, and then they came with all these kind of things that they could do for me, and Andy was the guy who's just like, you play darts, and I'll sort all that kind of stuff, so your mind's on the game. And then he'll get all that sorted, we'll come back, we'll sit down, go over it, and then choose from what we want to do, and just makes things so much easier. Yes. All I got to do is play darts.
All you got to do is play. And what is your dart? What is it, grip-wise, barrel size, weight?
Yeah, so it's a rear-weighted dart. It tapers from the rear to the front. So my mindset was, when it hits the board, and when it tapers down to a point, there's more room on the board. Instead of having a fat barrel covering the whole board, there's only pretty much the point sitting in there, which leaves the board open to more scoring. That was the mindset anyway. But, man, a lot of sales in it. Like, people are loving the design and the dart. So it's good feedback. And I think we're making the Gen 2 barrel at the moment too. So looks a bit cooler too, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
Bit of swag on that one.
Bit of swag. You get to do flames up the side so it goes faster.
little fins come out the side.
Well, good. Well, outside of the Dart Depot, who else who else is on board the big rig?
So my darts is 180. My flights are Condor, Japanese company. Great. I love my flights. I've got Wallet & Co., the couple out in Tauranga that always help me out. Adam Drake was my very first sponsor. Gave me $500 when I started the whole journey. I appreciate that, bro. Team Misfits in Australia. I've got One Staff in Auckland. I've got Bar Pro Solutions Systems. Yeah, I got that one, man. Hey.
Yeah,
man. I know there's hold on, mate. Let me pull this up real quick.
Yeah.
Active Attractions.
Yeah.
Tor Poppy down in Queenstown. And Augo Plumbing, the guy that I work for.
Cool.
He's the one who's like, mate, chase your dream. You'll always have a job here. As long as you're here, you do your job. And, mate, he could make life so much harder. And he's just kind of like, mate, chase your dream. We'll all be backing you. So,
how good.
Man, I couldn't do it without them, bro. Like, traveling at the moment's just getting ridiculous. And, yeah, mate, I'm in a good spot and good people around me, so it's pretty cool.
Mate, you sound relaxed, you sound confident, you sound happy, and those are all good things going into something like the PDC World Darts Championships.
Yeah, I've always been that way, bro. Like, there's no point stressing about anything. Mm. Not going to help me, it's just going to tighten up. The best way I play darts is just being fun, relaxed, loose in the arm, and just having a go. And then roaring if I hit it. If you watch my highlights, man, I'm like cringing as like looking back at me like with his facials and stuff. But I love it, bro.
It's all good, man. Hey, listen, thanks very much for coming in and having a chat, bro. And best of luck. When do you fly out?
Tomorrow morning, 9:30.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Go well, man. And best of luck. Can't wait to see you on TV. Smashing it.
Cheers, Ricardo.
Cheers.
Thank you, brother.
The big rig, Ben Robb, there he is. Make sure you go to Dart Depot and check out his full range as well.